This is Bucky Bacaw. I'm in Portsmouth at Sidewalk Farms with Leslie and Carly. Thank you for having me over today to see the farm.
Thank you for coming.
So explain a little bit about your big, huge spread here. Tell me how many acres you have and how many tractors and all that.
Well, Sidewalk Farms is an urban farm. We're right downtown in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and we're on basically a fifth of an acre. So we don't have a tractor. We do everything pretty much by hand. And we have chickens and bunnies and lots of vegetables, and we do a lot of production for a farmer's market that we go to. And we just try to farm this little bit of land here in Portsmouth.
How long have you been doing that?
Well, this is probably our third year of growing vegetables, but our first year of doing a farmer's market. That's been a kind of a big change for us. Okay. To really
3 years of chickens.
So it's always been a mother-daughter operation.
Yep. Yes.
Yep. We started with the chickens 3 years ago. We went to chicken school at Yellow House Farm with Joe Marquette and learned how to take care of chickens. And we got our four first chickens with him. They're Anconas, which are a heritage breed. And we've just added to the flock since then.
What was your first inspiration to start doing this?
I really wanted chickens.
You wanted chickens.
Carly wanted chickens. And we liked the idea of eating fresh eggs. We liked the idea of incorporating chickens into the farm. We liked the idea of having it for compost. And it seemed like a really
nice
way.
We're moving in that direction, mm-hmm. So we thought chickens would be a good compost.
And how many chickens we have here?
We have eight right now. We lost one last summer in a heat wave.
But we have two Rhode Island Reds, four Anconas, and two Americanas.
Are you breeding chickens here?
No, we haven't tried that yet. Last summer we started with baby chicks, mm-hmm. one-day-old chicks, and that was the first time we'd done that. We haven't hatched any because we're really so urban we really can't have
a rooster.
Hard
to have a rooster with
right. And that was
so
the other
close.
Question, how the neighbors feel as it is.
When you give them fresh eggs, they don't complain.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
We're very lucky that we have neighbors that really enjoy the chickens, and so we haven't had any problems.
What's the legality here?
Well, technically, we're not supposed to have livestock in the city.
It has to be a pet.
If you have chickens, they're meant to be pets with names, and they come inside at night. I think.
So when the inspector comes, you say, that's Curly.
Exactly.
Well, I did name them all.
So okay. They do all have names. And
we did
end up with the animal control officer in our yard accidentally because she was after a dog, and she asked us about the chickens. And her point was really that the, chickens are something that lots of cities are doing, and that she thinks the regulations need to be changed in the city of Portsmouth. And so we're assuming that until it becomes a big deal, and the regulations get changed, that we're just going to keep doing what we're doing. And
so when you say inside, they're supposed to be inside your domicile, they mm-hmm. not just inside
a
coop.
At night.
At night.
Yes. Yep.
So they're fine outside.
Yep.
Well, that's an interesting little twist.
It is kind of funny.
In your house at night.
I think the idea being that they're really pets and not livestock.
Which can be done. They'd just be sleeping in your house at night.
But. Right, right.
So what's the most interesting thing that you've learned about chickens since you started doing this, or about agriculture?
Well, I thought chickens laid eggs in the morning. Like, first thing in the morning, you went out and collected your eggs. Some of these chickens don't lay eggs till 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so I didn't know that. That
They're
was kind of interesting.
They all have their own personalities.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to eat chickens? These chickens?
We will.
Ladies there, so we'll call them. Probably not this fall, probably next fall.
Probably either next spring or next fall. We have those black and white Anconas will be probably by then 4 years old, and they're laying, as starts to wean. And so we'll cull them and then add to the flock with some younger chickens probably next spring.
Now, I poked around a little bit at your website, which is sidewalkfarms.com, right?
Yes.
Everybody should go there. But tell us a little bit more about your business model, because it's not like you're just making money selling eggs, because I don't think that would work too well, especially since you're bribing the neighbors with them. So tell me a little bit more about all this, the diverse stuff you do.
Well,
go ahead.
In an urban setting, it's hard to have enough land to create enough produce. So what we do is have a model of land sharing almost, where we either are contacted by facilities and people who have land and don't use it, or have land that's cultivatable and they don't have the time to do it.
So we have about, right now, 6 different gardens that we use. One right around the corner from us that's within walking distance, one in Dover, one in Rye, one in Greenland, which are surrounding towns.
One's the Children's Museum of New Hampshire.
And we use those, all those different gardens, to grow enough to really produce for our market and for our homes.
And you have different arrangements with the landowners of each place.
For example, at the Children's Museum, I teach classes there and grow lots of food there with kids as a way of teaching them how to do it. I was the gardener at the Weeks Brick House, which is another museum, and we use their gardens there. And we have several private landowners who wanted us to grow on their land because they didn't have the time to do it. So they really liked the idea of having farmers there and, you know, cultivating food and
using it
and taking care of the land, really.
How many miles do you cover?
In a week, probably 25 or 30. It's really, they're really within, you know, a 5-10 mile radius.
And do you do that all by car? Can you walk? Or
Some we can walk. Yep, that's two different gardens we can walk to. And the other three, this is the main garden here at Sidewalk Farms. This is the main produce. But the two that we walk to, and then 3 others that we have to drive to. But we try to do that in a loop so that we're, you know, doing it economically and both time-wise and gas-wise.
One's right next to the farmer's market, so we usually stop there right before the farmer's market.
Yep.
Part of it was we saw the gardens down the road, and she had actually rented out her house, so she had these big raised beds in her yard, and they had nothing in them. And so my mom actually wrote her a note and put it in her mailbox and said, "Can we use your space? Because there's nothing in there." She said, "Of course." So we started using her space, and it kind of grew from there.
And do you do consulting with people?
I do, yes.
As well?
Yep, I do. People will ask me to come out and take a look at their space and help them plan what to plant where, and, you know, whether raised beds are growing in the ground or all kinds of different things.
So, and all of your friends have Sidewalk Farms vegetables growing in their yards.
Yes. So how do people who aren't already in your social circle hear about what you do?
Well, from the farmer's market is one place.
Facebook and Instagram.
Facebook, Instagram. We also are...
Are you the master of the social media?
Yeah. Yes, Carly does a lot of our social media.
Although I don't really know much about it. Yeah. I don't really have a Facebook or a Twitter. I just like to take pictures. So,
what's the importance of the chicken's role in your formula?
I actually think animals are very important to any kind of farm or any kind of agriculture. We use their manure in our compost. I like that they, particularly the chickens, are out in the yard and they dig up some of the ground.
We use them, to till earth sometimes.
Yep. So I think that it completes the circle a little bit.
Do you travel with the chickens to the other sites?
Yes, we do, actually.
We bring them to school, the Children's Museum, a lot to teach kids about the chickens, and we bring the bunnies, too.
How are they about moving? How do they feel about that?
Some of them are better than others. Yeah. We have a couple girls that like to go with us a lot.
Yeah, and some of them aren't as
Some of them
happy.
Don't like going.
So we're careful about the ones we take. We take the ones that are, you know, more comfortable and friendlier around people. But one of the things that we're working on right now is we're working on becoming the farmers down at a conservation easement in the town of Rye, which is one of the towns we garden in. And we're talking about how to use chicken tractors to cultivate the land there and begin the process of turning it back into agricultural land. So that's one way that we've thought about using them, is actually physically digging up the ground, getting it ready to plant. It's fun to bring them to the classes at the Children's Museum, because often the kids have never really touched a chicken. They've seen them, but they've never actually touched one or looked carefully at their feet or
touched their comb.
Or touched out, you know, stretched out a wing or something like that. So it's neat for them to see that.
Especially if you bring one of the nicer chickens, they'll let you pull their wings out and look at their feathers. And
so, Carly, do you still feel like they're pets?
No, I feel like they're farm
business.
Animals.
Yeah.
I don't have an issue in
those. I mean, they do have names. And
they do,
You were sweet to them before, but...
Yeah, but I'm okay with the idea of them being farm animals and them becoming, after they fulfill their duty as egg layers, becoming...
Well, thank you very much for your time. I had a really good time. I enjoy your space.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bucky, Bucky the dog. Bucky.